stories of people and places, priceless treasures or humble keepsakes. Each with a beginning, none with an ending. The reason? They vanish without trace. Capital city of East Flanders, Belgium. 34 miles from Brussels, a city of 26 islands and 64 bridges. It is also a city of sculpture, a town of beauty and medieval magnificence. And amidst its Gothic splendor, perhaps the Cathedral of Saint-Bavon stands supreme. One of the best examples of pure Gothic architecture in Europe, magnificent marble interiors are excelled only by its priceless art treasures. Greatest of which is the Van Eyck paneled masterpiece, the famous painting of the Adoration of the Lamb. It is early morning, year 1934. The Bishop of Saint-Bavon is walking up the steps of the cathedral. By his side, a softly spoken, quiet, bespectacled man in a brown tweed suit.
It is very good of you to let me see the painting, especially so early in the morning.
I'm pleased to meet you, monsieur. I take pride in our treasures, and so do the people of Ghent. Too much pride sometimes. Almost funny.
Bonjour, monsieur le bishop.
Bonjour, mademoiselle Lolo.
She seems in a hurry for her prayers.
Oui, she comes in every morning. But if she is praying or just admiring the painting of the panels, I do not know. But I like to think she is praying. She's a young student painter. That's why I think she admires the altarpiece more than her prayers. A pity. A great pity.
Monsieur! Monsieur! You could have told me what you are doing. How will I finish my assignment for the art school? Tell me. Tell me, because I have no answer.
You should explain yourself more clearly, Mademoiselle Lolo.
Oui. I come here every morning for how long now? 6 months?
Oui.
All the time I studied the beautiful Van Eyck. All the time I...
You see, my son, I was right.
Monsieur le Bishop, will you please listen to me? I have to finish a copy of the last panel of the Van Eyck masterpiece. Finish it for my final year at the art school. And what do you do?
Well, that, my child, is precisely what I do not know. Perhaps, if you will tell me.
You take the one panel I am studying away. But why that panel?
Take a panel away? What do you mean, child? I have taken no panel away.
Then it has been stolen, monsieur.
The bishop, the stranger, the girl Lola. Each stands in front of the now incomplete masterpiece. The nine beautiful panels for once do not command attention. Instead, the blank space where the missing panel had been holds each pair of eyes.
It was painted on both sides, you know. Both sides, each of them so beautiful.
What are you going to do, monsieur? It is the Germans who took it again, of course.
We will accuse no one, Mademoiselle Lolo, until they admit to the theft. And punish no one if they return.
But circumstances forced the men of the church to turn to the police, to ask them to apprehend the criminal who removed the masterpiece, but above all, to recover the missing panel.
You did right in coming here, Monsieur le Bishop, but you did wrong in not coming sooner.
I had hoped he would return it.
He?
He or she, whoever it was.
This girl, Lolo, perhaps...
No, she loves it too much to see the masterpiece incomplete.
And she could love it enough to want to keep it. If not all of it, then just one panel. Now, if you will give us her address...
Your address?
You do want your art treasure back.
Oui, but I still hope it will be returned.
Mark my words, Bishop. Your missing altarpiece will turn up all right. After you've paid a nice lad sum to get it back.
Ransom. I sincerely hope you are wrong.
Bishop returns to his cathedral. The policeman is sent to the address of the girl, Lola. The detective returns with the girl, takes her inside the prefecture for questioning. But after an hour of interrogation, they are still receiving the same answer.
No. Oh.
One would have been an ass, mademoiselle. Oh. Then you still insist you did not touch the missing painting.
Touch Van Eyck and an altarpiece? Oh, now I know you are crazy.
Hey, what is it?
The bishop is here to see you, Monsieur le Prefect.
Oh, then. Yes, I will see him. And as for you, Mansell, you would...
Oh. It seems you were right. There was this letter waiting for me when I returned.
Huh? A ransom note?
Oh, hello, Mansell.
Bonjour, Monsieur le Bishop.
Mansell, you may go.
And go, I should think, Monsieur. Goodbye.
I'm pleased you do not suspect her.
This letter proves I was right, monsieur. So we make investigations to the best of your interest. We shall have Mademoiselle Lolo follow. Now, I tell you what you say in your reply. The note says you reply in the paper, an advertisement. So, you obey the thief's instructions and mine. You will say in the paper that you do not believe the man is the thief.
But he is.
Oh, of course he is the thief. The way he words the letter says that. But you say those words in the paper, and he will produce proof. If he does it in person, then we catch him. Oh, it's so very simple, monsieur.
Oui, so simple.
So the advertisement appears, is seen, and replied to, in the form of one baggage check in an envelope addressed to the bishop of the Saint-Bavon Cathedral.
Ah, let me see, monsieur. One baggage check. One railway baggage check.
You are very observant, Monsieur Prefect.
Didn't I say leave it to the police, eh? Eh? And now you will accompany us to the railway courtroom.
So the man of the church and the man of the law go to the railway station. But on the way, the policeman makes a telephone call. A short conversation that results in the girl Lola awaiting their arrival in the gloomy confines of the baggage room.
Why? Why did you have me brought here?
Lolo. Oui. Why is she here under escort?
We shall see. We shall see. Porter! Porter!
Oui, monsieur.
One ticket for one... who knows what it will be, eh? You will get whatever it is for me, if you please.
Then if you do not know, who does, monsieur?
Exactly. Hey, we shall see what we shall see. The minds of all criminals run through the same pattern.
He is bringing back a packet, a brown paper parcel. Then he repented his misdeed after all.
Here is your parcel, monsieur.
There, I said all you had to do was leave it to the police. And so? No. Mademoiselle, perhaps you would like to open it.
Aye, but you... Oh, very well. Everything, it is so crazy.
Your hands, they are shaking, mademoiselle.
So? And you think that is so remarkable, monsieur? You bring me here and... No.
You see, monsieur the bishop, your missing masterpiece.
You stupid, blundering imbecile. Look at it, look at it. And you made the bishop say what he put in that advertisement. You! You ought to be hanged, monsieur. Do you hear me? Hanged! More than that, it is even worse than murder.
But I do not understand.
The girl is right, Monsieur le Préfet. Someone has blundered.
Blundered? But why? Have I not got your masterpiece?
Have you, monsieur? Please. The panel, examine it carefully.
So I'm looking, but I do not understand. I thought the masterpiece was painted both sides of the
panel. It was, monsieur. But whoever took the painting, because I said in the advertisement that I didn't believe he had the painting, well, he found one way to prove it, didn't he?
So he split the panel of wood down the center. A thin piece of wood. He keeps one painted side and gives you the other.
One slip of that sword. One small slip out of line and a priceless treasure would have been ruined.
And so the masterpiece is still incomplete.
Oui, monsieur. It is incomplete by one half.
Oui, mademoiselle. And I do not think we will ever see the other side of this panel again.
And the words of the Bishop of Saint-Bavon proved a true prediction. But frightened off by the possibilities of further police action, the thief refuses to answer frantic pleas and offers for the return of the priceless art treasure. And in the Cathedral of Saint-Bavon, in ancient Brussels, the famous altarpiece still waits for the other half of the painted panel. The missing half of the Van Eyck masterpiece, the Adoration of the Lamb, which, on a quiet day in 1934, simply vanished without trace. No direct evidence could be brought to bear for the apprehension of the person who stole the painting. And so the case remained a complete mystery. Until several years later, when the private executors for the estate of a respectable Ghent businessman found that he was the man who stole the altarpiece. The same man who had performed the delicate splitting of the panel into two pieces. Of the whereabouts of the missing side of the panel, they could find no evidence. To this day, the reward is still offered. A reward of £12,000 for the return of the missing Van Eyck masterpiece. An art treasure that simply vanished without trace. Listen again for another true life drama in the fascinating series, Vanished Without Trace.